This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hit the drop.
Drop
a beat.
The first snap of 11 on 11. Competition for the Cleveland Browns.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The first true 11 on 11 QB rep goes to...
Let me guess. It's Pickett.
Dylan Gabriel.
What the hell?
Earlier on the show, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran. Coming up, comedian and host Jim Jeffries. Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Young. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Welcome to hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show. We're live here on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate on the Infinity Sports Network. Smart enough to have a SiriusXM Channel 375 streaming on Odyssey Live as well. We say hello to our podcast listeners who it's your God-given right to listen to us whenever you want, but please do listen. All 3 hours available on the Cumulus Podcast Network. Joining us here to kick off hour number two, his new reality competition series, The Snake, premiered last night on Fox. New episodes air Tuesdays, 9 Eastern on Fox, the next day on Hulu, which means you can see that right here on Roku. The very funny and talented Jim Jeffries is here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Is that an appropriate introduction?
That was very good.
Thank you,
sir. That was very good.
I introduce for a living. In part. And you've got a Dodgers hat on.
I am. Well, I'm a Dodgers supporter. Well, can I tell you the real reason? I love baseball.
Okay.
Love it. It was the first thing I got into when I moved to America. I'm Australian.
Yes.
Came to America. First thing I wanted to do was watch a Dodgers game. Mm. Now, the reason for that is...
Yes.
I'm going bald, right?
So welcome to the club here.
It's the best sport for balding people. You can wear the hat all the time. I don't think I would have gotten into it if I kept my full head of hair.
That's true. Think about it. If you're balding and you're a fan of the NBA, that's a problem.
Yeah, you can't wear an NBA hat all the time. Ridiculous.
Obviously, soccer or football, that's problematic because there's nothing up there either.
No.
Hockey and the NFL. Little weird, you're wearing a helmet walking around.
Exactly.
That's weird. This is far more sociable.
I'm not bullying, I'm just a fan.
Should have thought of that a long time
ago. That's why I want to move to Nashville. You can go bald in Nashville for years before anyone finds it out. You can wear a cowboy hat, and if you're not wearing a cowboy hat, you can wear a trucker's cap.
Yeah.
That's the town for the balding man, Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. No taxes and you lose your hair. Fantastic.
Never thought of it that way. Okay, so Dodgers were the first.
I love the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the first sporting team I've ever followed that's won anything. Right, so I grew up watching rugby league in Australia. I followed a team called the North Sydney Bears, who have actually just been put back in the competition. And they're coming out of Perth, and they've been out of the competition since 1999.
Mm.
So that was my childhood team, the Bears. Then I moved to England. I started supporting Fulham Football Club because I couldn't afford to go see Chelsea because Chelsea was too expensive.
Yes.
I couldn't get in. They didn't want my kind. Yeah. And then when I moved to LA...
Yes.
I couldn't afford the Lakers. Kobe Bryant was playing and all that. I couldn't afford them. So I went and saw the Clippers. And so I support the Clippers. I love the Clips.
Yes.
I love we're going to win with old men. I thought we should have beaten Denver. I think we would have given OKC more of a ride than Denver did, and they took them to 7. So
you're a Clipper fan because it was more economically sound
for you. Yes, because I'm cheap. Yes. But also back in then we had like Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and Lob City. It was a fun time to be watching the Clippers. It's a fun time to watch him now.
Yeah.
You know, you just watch, he's quiet playing. Is he injured? How's his knee? I've never cared so much about a man's knee in my entire life.
TJ Jefferson is a Clipper fan as well over there. So he feels the same way. There he is.
It's good. One day it'll mean more when we win. One day
that's
it'll
what
mean
I'm saying,
more.
Jim.
And Barmer's not going. Barmer's going to spend the money. Mm-hmm. He's going to the arena's amazing, but you don't want to be a criminal and a Clippers fan
because it's facial recognition. You gave up all your information.
The Clippers know more about me than my mother did. They know what I eat, when I eat, what if I'm early, if I'm late. They know everything about me.
That's why Chris won't go to Clipper games.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I don't like it.
But you're on TV all the time. Or is it just that you have an unrecognizable face? Like you'd go back in and they couldn't pick it up. They'd go, no.
Do they make you take your hat off when you go in there?
They are. It's so creepy. You walk in and also you go get the food and you pick it up. Now, I check my credit card bill after I leave a Clippers game.
Yeah.
It's a roll of the dice, right? I bought my son a jersey one time and we didn't pay for it. And then I bought him a jacket and they charged me for two jackets, right? Wherever you go in.
Yeah.
It's like, it all evens out. It all evens out when you go see the Clips.
Because you put your information into their app and when you say you don't pay for it, it's just, there's no checkout. Like you just take it and they facially recognize you and charge your card.
I'll tell you the secret. You go in with your 12-year-old.
Yes.
He picks the things off the shelf and then you never touch anything. That's how you get free merch from the Clippers. It's worked. You get hot dogs, everything.
I've seen it happen.
So you know what? It's kind of.
They're down a Norman Powell jersey, I tell you.
You use your kid to get out of paying for stuff at Clipper games. It's basically what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. We go in together and it's like, look, I paid a lot for the Clippers, right?
Yes.
I've sat in the wall. That's a fun experience.
You did do that?
Yeah, only the young should sit in the wall. You don't want to get vertigo in the wall. There's going to be some old person going to tumble down those stairs. You got to see.
It's pretty steep, right?
Oh, it's going to be like the first scene in Indiana Jones, just watching a fat American roll down.
Jim Jefferies here on the Rich Eisen Show.
What's the snake?
I do. Which is the name of his television show. I know why you're laughing over there.
Well, Jim, how you feel about, speaking of snakes, how you feel about all those toilets at Intuit?
What's that?
How about all the toilets at Intuit Dome?
The toilets are fantastic. Speaking of snakes, was that a genital reference or snaking down a pipe to clean it out reference? Was that a plumbing?
I mean,
anyway, I don't know. But yeah, there's a lot of toilets. The toilets are very nice. Yeah, there's like a toilet for every man in there. It's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Jim Jefferies here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. I do respect using your child to get something that you want, though.
Well, you're the best dad ever. Well, you've got it written right there.
No, listen, I have earned this right.
Yeah.
Okay, number one. But I am also, I'm not beneath attempting what you're doing. Because I once upon a time flew back from a spring break as Michigan, my alma mater, was playing in the national championship game in the NCAA men's tournament. And I was recording the game at home. I wanted nobody on the flight to talk about it.
Sure.
So when you go through sports blackout, you got to really make sure nobody's talking about it, right?
Turn online, go on.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought to myself, what if the pilot of the flight home says, hey, I know a lot of people, you know, you might be interested in what's going on and give the score. I used my kid. I'm like, do you want to go meet the pilots before the flight? they were like five. There were six or something. You want to go see what the pilots are up to in the cockpit? Sure, Dad. Let me do it. I'm happy to take you. Went there, got in there, said hello to my kids.
And I unplugged the controls get any.
I didn't go that far. I didn't do anything illegal, but I did say to the pilots, like, hey, do me a favor. Now that I'm up here and I got you, like, please do not give the score out. They didn't.
That's the thing, you know, with the kids. You teach them the whole time. It's important to be honest. Always tell the truth.
Yes.
Unless you get to the movies and they're 1 year over the children's ticket. And then you go like this. Tell them you're 11. I've got to save $2.
No, we call it rounding down.
Yeah, you got to do that. Oh, one of my kids is quite short. Oh, it saved me so much money. Oh, the tall one, he's very expensive.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me about The Snake, Jim Jeffries.
The Snake is a Fox reality show. Look, it's in the Argentinian jungle. Mm-hmm. I was doing another game show in Australia at the time, mm-hmm. and then they called me up and they said, oh, Fox wants you to do a game show in Argentina. So I showed up, right, you know, in the jungle. And it's kind of interesting. It's a show about making friends and faking friends. You've seen elements of this show before, whether it be Big Brother or Fear Factor or a Survivor. Mm-hmm. It's got all those elements. But it's got a fun thing at the end. They don't have an elimination ceremony. They have a saving ceremony. Mm-hmm. So whoever becomes the snake wins the challenge, becomes a snake. They get to save the first person. Then that person saves a person. Then that person saves a person. That person saves a person until there's two people left. And then the snake decides who to save and who goes home. So the difference is most sort of elimination ceremonies, there's a vote, an anonymous vote, majority rules. This one, you just need one person to like you. So it's a social game. You just need one person to save you, but you can't repay the favor. You got to save another person. So you need a couple of people to go far in the game. Mm. But so it's quite interesting in that there's a lot of skullduggery, a lot of like people undercutting each other and a lot of lying going on. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. Look. Also, I'll tell you a little fun thing that happened on the show.
Please,
we're
Jim.
In Argentina. I can't speak more highly about the country, but everyone got a parasite and we had contention. Contestants halfway through eating challenges have to go like that because they had to go off and, can I say the word?
Yes. You go, no, it's
no,
okay.
They had to go to the toilet very quickly.
They had to vacate
very quickly. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, parasites. That means there's a worm crawling through your bowel or something. Argentina. I can't speak more highly about the place. their main meal there is chopped up steak. Everyone goes, have you had the steak in Argentina? Mm. Yes, it's the same as all steak around the world. It's cooked on a grill. Very easy to prepared. You have chopped it up on a wooden board and put some frozen chips next to it. Well done, Argentina. That must be why you win the World Cup all the time. You can't hold it. A country can't hang on a condiment. What about the chimichurri? Well done. You know? So I wasn't a big Argentina guy. We were at the Iguazu Falls. We were next to Paraguay and Brazil, and that area there is the biggest drug smuggling bit in the world.
So does that add to the intrigue of the
snake?
I don't
know. I was too coked up to tell you.
That one caught me, Jim. I'm not going to lie. Didn't see that one coming.
I've been sober for a long time. I'm a sober fella.
That one got me.
I'm the second best dad ever.
Yes, you're placing in this show right now. Two things based off what you just said. Number one, excellent use of skullduggery. We don't have too many guests who use that word.
People don't use the term skullduggery as much as they used to.
They kind of went out with, I imagine,
the pirates?
I was going to go Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was going to go more late 19th century, you know? But I appreciate the use of that. And plus, can we put that photograph of Jim conducting now? What this is the ceremony. What's the name of the ceremony at the end there? What is this?
This is the saving ceremony. That's the end of the game.
Now, you're not really dressed like you're in the jungle. Like you're.
No,
like
I'm.
That's a very nice.
It's very sticky.
Suit.
You can see the hair is just holding together. This is the thing about suits, right?
Yeah.
Men don't look better than when they're in a suit, right?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the day, you tie, all that type of stuff. But if you take a suit out by 2%,
yes.
Just billow it up a bit here, the tie slightly off center, you look like a homeless drunk, right? Suits go from handsome to disgusting foul.
You can be walk of shame looking in 2 seconds flat.
Just like that. So I lift my hand up like that, the shirt pulls up, I look like a piece of trash the rest of the day. I wish I was just in a black t-shirt.
Hold on a second. This is a network television show. You don't mean there's no wardrobe on the set of
Snake? There's wardrobe, but they were off going to the toilet. They had the parasite as well. Everybody had it. I didn't.
That's a problem if wardrobe is out, vacating when you're just lifting your arm and you need attention, Jim.
Everyone was, but look, it's a good show. If you watch the show, I watched it last night. I had a few friends over.
Okay.
It's a fun watch. Whoever cast the show did a brilliant job. And I walked out and all the contestants come in crates. Right, like mm-hmm. crates. Yeah. It looked like I was P. Diddy at a party. I was trafficking so many people in. Anyway, so they're all in crates around me, right? And I'm standing on a crate in the middle. Yes. You're not going to get fired. It's your show.
That's
anyway,
right.
So I'm standing.
I didn't even say the word allegedly. I just let you go.
So I'm standing there, and I'm like, "Welcome to the snake." And they all fold out, and I've got a rodeo rider. I've got an OnlyFans model. I've got a priest. I've got a detective. I've got a cop and a bulletproof. And you seen the show Jury Duty?
Yes.
I love that show, uh-huh. right? Or the show Joe Schmo Show. I thought it was a reality prank show and I was the mark and they were all actors. And I thought that for the whole show. I kept on looking around for special cameras and that type of stuff. It's a genius idea for a show where you get some hopeless comedian to be a host and then everyone else is an actor.
Jim Jeffries here on the Rich Eisen Show. Son of a Carpenter, your current tour. You're heading off to Canada literally as soon as we say goodbye, right?
Please. Yes, I'm going to the airport. You conveniently have your studio next to the airport, which I appreciate.
As I told you before in the green room, we're always thrilled when people consider El Segundo, California, a geographically sound spot.
Wonderful. I can go here. I can go see the Clippers.
I'm
in a wonderful
Rams,
location. I'm
right here.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Speed Freeway is what you're going to be driving underneath.
I've got a new special coming out on Netflix pretty soon that I've just recorded. The Son of the Carpenter Tour is my new tour, new mm-hmm. material. It's named that because my father is a carpenter, mm-hmm. not because I think I'm God. That's a different argument. Just so you know.
Just need to make sure that that's a distinction. Yes.
But my father is a carpenter. And so I can call it Son of a Carpenter. But we did have someone come to a show. I swear a lot in my show.
Okay.
And I did have someone come to my first run of this tour. This couple just stood up halfway through the show and went, we're in Tampa, mm-hmm. went, "This is disgusting. I can't believe you're allowed to say these." They stormed out of the room and I thought, this is weird. They thought it was going to be like a one-man show.
About Jesus.
Oh, they thought that I was going to be like, "Oh, geez, my mum got inseminated by an angel. What's all that about?" Like, and that wasn't the show that they saw.
Not at all.
No, they're very disappointed. No. Very disappointed.
I think you need to have like a warning label, don't you? Something like that? No, just be Jim Jeffries.
Yeah, I'm not like a packet of cigarettes. I always used to say that. My child's done a lot of modeling on the side of cigarette packets.
The next 3 days in Canada, June 27th, Rockford, Illinois, Bristol, Virginia, the day after. Got 2 dates in Hawaii. Wow, July 25th.
I always seem to find 2 dates in Hawaii around summertime.
Good idea.
I don't care if anyone shows up. I'm there in Maui just performing.
And then, of course, hopefully a season 2 in Argentina for you. At this moment, podcast as well, wherever you get your podcasts. So I wish you a safe flight. I wish you a speedy trip through security, sir.
That'll be fine. Look, one time I went through security mm-hmm. and I went through the x-ray thing. It's a very quick story. I went through the x-ray thing.
No, you're the one. I want to make sure you're not late.
I went through the x-ray thing and then I was like, and they were like, "There's something in your pants." And I went, "I've emptied all my pockets." And then I remembered that I'd put a tissue in my butt cheeks to clot up a hemorrhoid. Oh, the shame. And you bring out that bloody cloth and they go, "That's enough, sir."
Oh, wow.
They let you through. I could have smuggled anything.
Wow.
Past that. But that was...
That's the way they wave you through, huh?
Yeah. And
tricks of the trade.
I'm glad I told that story because I'll remember to take it out today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Jeffries, everybody heading off to Canada for his first of three days of Son of a Carpenter. Visit jimjeffries.com for tickets. And of course, every single Tuesday, 9 Eastern on Fox, the next day on Hulu, the new competition series, The Snake. Everybody know that when you watch The Snake, what everybody's saying right now is either right before or after they ran off to the bathroom.
Would.
That's what we call, just like your security gambit, a backstory. Hey now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, you.
The Rich Eisen
Show. Thanks for having me, Rich. I appreciate it, man.
Anytime. Jim Jeffries here on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. With rising housing prices and steeper mortgage rates, we know home ownership may seem too expensive to be achievable. But that's why we offer a homebuyer's choice loan that can open the door to affordable home ownership. Our homebuyer's choice loan has no down payment options available, which means you don't need to wait years to save money. And with our no refi rate drop, you may be able to lower your rate in the future without refinancing. Plus, while most lenders require borrowers to purchase private mortgage insurance unless they can make a 20% down payment, we don't require PMI. Finally, we offer fixed payments, so your monthly payment will always be the same. So if you're looking for your first home or your next home, you can open the door with a Navy Federal Home Buyer's Choice Loan. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn how you can achieve home ownership. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
Back here on the show. That was fun, right? Jim Jeffries, funny guy.
So funny.
Funny guy.
My goodness.
So he's off to LAX.
Yep.
Honestly, he says he's boards in a half an hour. He'll make it.
That's the thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
it'll take him 11 minutes to get there.
Well, I mean, the issue is we can't do anything about the line at security.
Well,
right?
He's probably TSA.
Clear. He just walked
But
right
we're folks, I know we've been talking about it for 10 plus years, or just if you're watching on Roku the last 3 years. But we're real close. We're right across the street. All right. Again, man, I wish I could have worn a suit when I did my stint as a reality competition host.
You had all kinds of outfits.
And bomber jackets.
Yeah.
And today, I was actually, because I wanted to wear something light blue for a reason. I don't know. Today, there was a shirt from my tenure in for The Great Escape that's still sitting there in the closet. Just got all these pockets. It looks too big.
Who can we talk to about trying to bring The Great Escape back?
I know exactly
what
to speak
show.
To about it. The man is in charge of...
I'm not blowing smoke. That show was great.
The man is in charge of MGM and MGM Plus. And the man, Michael Wright, loved the show. It wasn't the reason, but at Turner, wasn't the reason why it got bounced.
Yeah.
That's when Alcatraz was closed back in the day. Man, I'm seeing on the social feeds today an anniversary. June 11th, 1997. It was the night Michael Jordan beat the Utah Jazz in an NBA Finals game, supposedly sick with the flu.
Ooh.
And a lot of people thought at the time it was, you know, the flu, like the flu you suffer mostly during winter months. Is it a stomach flu? Didn't we find out that it was like a pizza delivery guy talked about how he delivered pizza to Jordan the night before? And it might have been
poisoning,
right?
And Mike said, "I ate the pizza all by myself,"
right? Something like that, or you're I don't know if this is what he's going to talk about on NBC.
Maybe.
You know.
I don't know. People have speculated that he was just, you know, at a party the night before.
I don't know.
Over.
But the guy had the performance of his life.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
And the reason why I'm seeing it all over social media is because people are posting SportsCenter from that night. And that night, I was sitting on the SportsCenter set next to Stuart Scott.
Oh, that's sick.
You know, I can't play it, unfortunately, on the air here, but, you know.
Let me guess, you didn't get that highlight.
Well, I'll tell you the story in a second. you know, we were sitting on the set next to each other, both of us in the same sort of tan-looking suit.
Let me look this up.
And it's back in the day, you know, where the two SportsCenter anchors, and one would start the show, welcome to SportsCenter. The other person would say something, and then the other person who said welcome to SportsCenter would have the first highlight.
Right.
Stuart, who showed up to work that day, it was not a question. With Michael Jordan performing in an NBA Finals game that night, not a question whose highlight that was going to be at all. But every single time, you know, it was obvious that Michael Jordan, Mr. UNC, was performing in an NBA Finals game, which was pretty much every single June that I was working at the beginning of my SportsCenter career. This is my second year, 1997. Being there, there's no doubt that Mr. UNC and Stuart Scott would get that highlight. But I would always bust his stones in the SportsCenter meeting, like, you know, so who's... who's getting the NBA Finals highlight tonight? You know? So obviously it wasn't a surprise when I showed up on the set with Stuart that night and he was going to be the one kicking off the show. The surprise was, I remember this, we were wearing the same color suit, which we never talked about that sort of, like, what are you wearing tonight?
Three button situation.
Well, I mean, I think it's a three piece, isn't it?
Yeah, three piece.
Three piece, yeah.
Three piece.
Okay. So,
exact same color.
Yeah. We would at least in the early parts of our relationship, we never really said, what are you wearing tonight? Mm-hmm. Like, because that was.
Why would you?
Well, it makes sense because this way we don't look like we're part of the same security. You know what I mean?
On this day.
On this day. We were wearing the same color suit.
This is amazing. Yeah, his is three button. Yours is two button. All good.
Well,
he's got a vest. And he's wearing a vest.
He's wearing a vest.
Yeah, you don't.
At any rate, the line that I said, you know, what? Stuart's like, you know, welcome to SportsCenter. And I'm like, yada, yada, yada.
I'm going to post this picture.
But first, a new meaning to feeling under the weather. And Stewart said, yeah, feeling under MJ's spell, NBA Finals 2-2. First it got personal, then it got squeamish, was what Stewart said. And then Stewart did the highlight. All 4 minutes of it are online right now.
Yeah, it's great.
Seek it out. It's old school. It's great.
I'll post it along with the screen grab of you guys.
It's just the latest reminder. Yes, I had hair. B, I've been around a long time. And C, I miss Stewart Scott. Because Stewart, you know, obviously would be part of tonight's game three coverage on ABC and the Disney family of networks. Stewart would absolutely be part of this thing. And, you know, it's amazing on the, let me get this right. What is it? 28 year anniversary of the Jordan flu game. Tonight is game three and the series is not tied at two apiece, it's tied at one apiece. And it's in Indiana tonight with the Pacers stealing that game one at the end or doing to the Oklahoma City Thunder what they did to everybody else in the first three rounds of the playoffs, which is not only win game one, but do it in such a way that it leaves a mark. And the other teams that they faced lost game two as well. Oklahoma City's the first one to even a series and make it a five game, best of five in a best of seven. So we'll see what happens tonight. But again, I see this stuff and it just feels like it's a different person from back then. I do not have the same suit anymore, that's for sure. Because based on the look, I'm sure Susie gave it away to Goodwill a long time ago.
Shocking.
Although she was the one who put me in ties for the first time, but she wasn't, we were just friends, don't forget. Yeah, she's giving me advice on fashion. Uh-huh. She's giving me tie suggestions, went tie shopping with me, but we were just friends.
But she's keeping you at arm's length.
We were just friends. She wasn't interested, guys. She wasn't interested.
Oh, you're trying to say, interesting.
Get out of here.
He's not trying to say, he's saying.
I'm not saying anything.
You are saying.
Wow.
All you say she was playing that game.
Please, 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 please. Please, yeah, guys, everybody.
I see what you're doing.
Look, Susie shared something with Dawn and I after a show one day. I'm not at liberty to say what she said. Oh. It's not my story.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, she kind of made you play the long game, as they say.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, it's meant to be.
It worked out at the end for
best
you, brother.
Dad ever.
Worked out.
Women's sports now on Thursdays on Roku.
Me sitting
She's
here.
She's coming in to record it. Later on today, you're sitting there, and Stuart Scott had a front row seat to that whole thing, and he knew all the time. Oh, who gave you that tie? He would say that to me every now and then. Where'd you get that tie? Nice new tie. Oh, yeah, he knew. He got it. He had a front row seat, man.
That's
hilarious. I told you that story as well. This is, again, wedding ring number three for me, even though it's the same wife, because they keep losing it in bodies of water.
You've first lost one, two already?
One in Lake Como, one in the Bahamas. I tell you, if I'm losing it, I'm losing it in very exotic waters,
you're
okay?
You're not losing it at the pool in Messina.
It's not going down the sink, you know what I mean? Like, it's at the bottom of some very nice bodies of water, okay? But put it up. This is the moment where Stuart, I love that you have this, Hoskins. Thank you. This is where I'm going. This is the night of our wedding. Again, this was 22 years ago, this past Saturday. Where he's holding the hand, and that's the ring on the finger, and he's, like, looking at me saying, hey, I know it's been a long journey, but it happened, and you guys did it. And then the other look on the face of him is, I did this. We did this.
This was a team effort.
Yeah, him's like saying, yeah, man, I told you.
I told you we'd get it done.
We did this.
Yeah, yeah. That's the look of Stuart right there. That's right from my photo album of our wedding. Oh, my man, God, man. History, huh?
It really is.
Of course, but again, in the same way that I firmly believed it would happen for, you know, Suze and yours truly, as solid in my conviction I was for that, Stuart was in terms of having the highlight that night. There is no denying. every time. But every time I would bust his stones going, oh, you got the highlight tonight. Should I get it? You want me to get it? I'll take it. It's game five. Yeah, it's game five. It's Utah.
You
it's Jordan.
Game six.
It's
don't
Bulls.
Worry.
What do you care? You know? So that's the backstory of that moment. I can't believe I was on the set for that, but it's true.
That's awesome, man.
While we're on the subject of basketball, the New York Knickerbockers told Tom Thibodeau after many successful seasons, only coach that the team has known this a decade. Deuces, sir. Peace out. Thank you for the back-to-back 50-win seasons. Thank you for the first run to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. Thank you for all of the playoff appearances that we weren't having. Thank you for the culture change. Thank you for the defensive-first mentality. Thank you for all of that. We're done here. And at the time, you know, I sniffed it out. I sensed it's a Dolan thing. James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, who let things go, let the Madison Square Garden blossom, let the garden be tended by somebody who knows what they're doing, and Leon Rose, formerly of CAA Worldwide West, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get them in here. Let's build up this roster. Let's get it going. Let's let others tend to the garden while I sit back with my styrofoam cup and focus on growing the sphere and playing my schmecky music. And Brunson pulled me back in, and we're all feeling good. And I sensed it. Like, why would you bounce this coach? Why would you do it? Well, and it all comes out, you know, he plays the guys too many minutes, and he even proved his own way of doing things as way too intractable by actually playing the bench after the first two games. didn't go their way against Indiana. Oh, it works better with Mitchell Robinson in this starting lineup. Oh, that guy Landry Shamet does have a uniform and can actually shoot threes. And oh, DeLon Wright can actually be a nice player off the bench. And it worked out a little bit better. And that proved that, you know, Thibodeau, we're not giving him credit for finally coming up with a different way of doing things. We're just going to castigate him for not doing it soon enough or at all. Right. And maybe it's a Brunson thing, or Bridges was even giving a sense of too many minutes. He's played every single game since high school. And it's Carlin. It was Cat's fault.
Defensive end.
Right. Defensive end. It was Cat's fault. Yeah. We're going to get on Carl Anthony Towns, who had one of the best seasons a Knicks had at that position since Ewing. I'll say it. That's how good he was. Yeah. And so, but it's, we're going to put it on Thibodeau, and I sensed this wasn't the right thing. And sure enough, today, Tom Thibodeau put out a full page ad thanking New York in the New York Times. Very classy. This looks like an old Sinatra at the Sands type picture there, right?
Big time.
Right. He's looking at some paperwork there on the sidelines of Madison Square Garden on the right there. In front of the bench, he signed it with gratitude and respect, full class, high class material, and called it his dream job. So they told the guy for whom this is a dream job, we're done. And even with me sensing this isn't the right thing, I thought to myself, you know what? Let's see what the Knicks do. How will it wind up? What is their plan? The same way, you know, I was jilted by Soto.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, let's see. Before I really go all in on this, let's see what the Yankees do. Max Fried, who now leads the American League and wins after another one last night, stopped the Yankees' two-game losing streak, courtesy of Chris's Red Sox over the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, Cody Bellinger, who has been nothing but terrific. And there you have Paul Goldschmidt. So now I'm seeing maybe even a more balanced team. So I'll need to see what the Knicks, at least what is their plan? And apparently their plan is to knock on the doors of other teams and ask for permission to speak to their all in terrific, clearly working out for them, head coaches. And Shams Charania is saying they chose Chris Finch of the Timberwolves. Great idea. Great idea. Look what he did with your former players. You sent him, right? Look what he did with Randall and the big Grago.
Yeah.
Ime Udoka, former Knick. Yeah, let's go. Let's knock on the Rockets' door. Both were denied permission to speak to the Knicks. And then maybe Jason Kidd. At least we saw the headline over the weekend in the Daily News. I mentioned it to you, right? Kid in play. I love that headline.
So
that
was funky.
Extra something in the paycheck of whoever wrote that headline. And he's apparently interested. Well, Shams said today they knocked on the Mavericks' door for Kid, and the Mavericks gave him a quote-unquote firm rejection.
Firm.
That's like, you know, I think about that. That sounds like the strenuously object line from A Few Good Men. Oh, object? No. I strenuously object.
Oh, well then.
No, a rejection. No, it's not just any rejection. It's a firm rejection. Oh, yeah, great. And it's like, is this the Knicks' plan? Let's fire Thibodeau and go after other teams' head coaches. And just what you're assuming, the other teams will say, oh, of course, this is the New York Knicks. It's a better league when the Knicks are better. We'll give you permission. Is that the plan? You know what? You know what that plan sounds like? If heaven forbid, Suze and I decide we need to separate, go separate ways.
Okay.
That would be a terrible day in my life. But that would just be, you know, me like, you know what? Let me call up Scarlett Johansson. She's into handsome guys from Staten Island.
I mean, that is true.
You know?
Wow.
Can I have permission to talk to Scarlett, Colin, or is this a firm rejection from you? I imagine it would be.
That's good.
Is that the Knicks' plan?
Jimmy would be hitting up Susie immediately.
You know, and then I got two more to go. Let me just knock on the door of other married women. Ask for permission to speak with them. How would that go? Is that really the Knicks' plan?
It appears.
Holy crap. So I'm going to just exhale. And again, we will see. They could wind up whoever is going to be plan D or E, whoever that is. It's now apparent your plan D or E. All right. I guess the Knicks don't mind this being out there, or they knew it could potentially get out there. I don't know how Shams is finding out about this stuff. We're not going to source it, but the bottom line, it's out there. It doesn't look good for the Knicks that this has been their plan. Oh, let's just fire Thibodeau and knock on the doors of other teams for their highly successful and established head coaches. I mean, the Mavericks, they're not even like, you know what? For the moment, no. No, we are firmly rejecting. Don't even come back here. Lose our number.
Right.
Okay? This isn't Luka, where we're just going to give it to just you. Nobody can come for Jason Kidd. And so, we'll see. Maybe plan D or E or F will be the next terrific head coach in the NBA. Perfect match for the New York Knicks. And they go on to win it all. And we'll just remember this moment as another moment that Dolan lucked into something. But I mean, that's my analogy. It would be like, hey, Colin, listen, I know you're in love with your wife. But stuff happened. And yeah, this is, you know, I didn't really have a plan for what's happening next. But can I talk to your missus?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say no.
Sure, here's the keys.
Get out of here. What the hell?
I played flag football with Michael Irvin 1 year for Madden.
Okay.
And it was Michael Irvin was on the other team. Kurt Warner, that's how I met Kurt. Kurt was quarterbacking with Michael Irvin, Rod Woodson, and Shannon Sharp. And Michael Irvin popped his Achilles in like the first quarter.
That was here in Southern California,
yeah,
right? I was there too.
Oh,
I was,
you were?
Yes,
yeah,
I was.
You were in the end zone.
Calling the action with Marshall Falk.
Marshall, yeah. I caught a touchdown from Joe Montana that game. I mean, can you imagine, wow. Like, seriously, I mean, I go into the huddle of this flag football game, and we're in the huddle, and Joe Montana looks at me and goes, it's coming to you. Like, pitch me.
Right. Western PA.
Yeah, I mean, my last football game in high school was against Joe's high school, Ringle. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's coming to you. So I come out, he goes, run a post pattern, I'm going to hit you back corner in the end zone.
How nervous were you?
Break. Well, we come out, Dion comes up to me, and he goes, break for your post at the 5-yard line, I'm going to take your guy out. Like, Dion's that competitive.
So he was running the route with you.
So I hit the 5-yard line, mm-hmm. broke into my post pattern, and Dion just jacked whoever was guarding me, and Joe put it right there for a touchdown.
That's it.
Amazing.
Where does that compare to doing what you do professionally, what you have done professionally?
Oh, man.
Where does that compare
for
you, man?
I mean, you know, there are comparisons. I mean, like, doing a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was another one of those, you know, being in like hair and makeup in the morning and talking to Arnold and realizing we're going to go shoot a movie together as mm-hmm. peers. You know, that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, getting a call from Paul Rubens saying, do you want to play Pee Wee Herman's best friend in my new movie?
Wait a minute.
That's another one.
Paul Rubens and Joe Montana are on a similar level.
If you look at it that way, it's like, you mean, you know, because then you get to set and he's in his Pee-wee suit and you're there and you have to play the scene and you're this, I can't believe I'm talking to Pee-wee. Pee-wee is talking to me like Pee-wee.
Oh my God.
You know, anyway, yeah, it's in a bizarro universe, I think they're okay. Equivalent.
Joe Manganiello, one of our favorite guests, period. Just a good guy and a lovely human and a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and Pittsburgh sports fan of note. All of his appearances available on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RichEisen Show for all of that.
Find out what Joe's thoughts are about his new QB.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I know he's got an opinion on this.
I would love for Aaron Rodgers to meet Bubbles the dog.
I'm sure he will.
And although Bubbles doesn't, Bubbles is very antisocial for a dog.
Hates people.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God.
Doesn't like us.
No, that dog does not like
excuse
anyone.
Me. Dogs
except
love,
for Joe.
Excuse me. Dogs love me. They love me. All right. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm boasting.
That dogs, dog has barked at you multiple times.
Dogs love Susie Schuster more than any human being I've ever been around. And Bubbles has growled at both.
Yeah.
And nipped at my hand when I went to go pet Bubbles. Made that mistake.
See?
I'm not making that mistake again.
Nah, man.
How you doing over there in the watermelon front?
Well, I told you, I switched to pineapple today. I just needed a different flavor.
Is the citrus affecting the different types of citrus?
Pretty good. I needed something a little sweeter today.
But pineapple's more acidic than watermelon.
Yeah, but I like it.
It's a lot of pineapple.
It's delicious.
It's a lot of acid.
Yeah, but here, I got a little.
Wow, that's a... That's
a whole tub.
I stopped at the grocery store this morning.
Okay. Jimmy in San Antonio, ladies and gentlemen, back on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jimmy?
Jimmy.
¿Qué pasó, hermano? Hey.
I just mentioned Jimmy.
What's going on, Jimmy?
I heard that because while I was on hold, I learned two things. Number one.
What'd you learn on hold, Jimmy?
I'll never find the Rich Eisen wedding ring in the Rio Grande.
That's correct.
And number two, ask permission. Rich, is it okay if Susie and I still correspond on email?
Yes, of course.
Appropriate.
She loves you, Jimmy. She loves you.
Okay.
Yeah, but he means if your story, the weird thing happens and you two go your separate ways. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, I see that. Yeah. Sure. Jimmy,
he wants to know if he can follow Rich.
On the Instagram post I posted on the wedding on our anniversary, our 22nd anniversary on Saturday, then the number of responses I lost track of that I've outkicked my coverage, I understand. I'll accept it.
You did not outkick your coverage.
That's okay.
Perfect together. Okay.
He did, Jimmy. Don't lie to him.
I have an update on the fantasy football named front runners, but first, TJ,
yes, sir.
You know that I've done the win-loss game with the Cowboys, and I have them at 10-7, and Colleen did her win-loss game for her dopey Eagles.
Mm.
When are you going to do yours? What are you waiting for?
Great question.
Sir?
That's a good question.
I did mine the other day. I got forced into it.
Last few years, I had to go first. And then, so this year, it was nice to not have to go. I like to see the 53-man roster take shape a little.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's fair. Fantasy football name update on the front runners.
Yes.
I still have Wahlberg Therapy or Theragun Pit Crew at +375.
Wahlberg Theragun Pit Crew.
Yep. Remember that one?
Yep. Yeah, that was Nate Bargatze told that story.
Yep.
I got jumped. Sizzle Shots of Current is now +400.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And Ginger Persuasion has dropped to +750.
Ooh.
Okay, Jimmy.
I like Ginger Persuasion.
Keep those odds for us there. Yes.
Y'all be safe out there, okay,
thank you.
Guys?
We're good, Jimmy.
Thanks,
Jimmy. Honestly, everything is
not
we're
as
fine.
Bad as you might think.
Exactly.
Everything is fine.
Not even close.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate the time. Honestly.
Gene Shalit's mustache also.
Gene Shalit's mustache. That's a deep cut.
Kind of a long shot.
I think Paul Rudd would be the only one who knows it, but he's the one who makes these decisions for us on an annual basis.
It's his call.
Big Dom's lockbox also. Strong contender.
I forgot about that one.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
As you know, we talk about this stuff all the time for mini camps, and we have all week long. There's guys who are holding out. There are guys who are holding in, and there are guys who are being held captive. That's one of them, too. And that one is Kirk Cousins. But proof of life is he held a press conference with Atlanta, showed up to the mandatory minicamp. We all understand he's not going to be the starter. It's Michael Penix's gig. He's still there. Nobody is knocking on Atlanta's door to give draft compensation to Atlanta and picking up some of his money to bring them to their spot yet. And now with Rodgers showing up in Pittsburgh, that takes up, at present, the last spot for Cousins to essentially say, I want to go there. Or will he actually say, I want to go there? I want to go somewhere else. He has a no-trade clause he wants out. But he's still there. And this was the back and forth with Kirk Cousins about his situation on Tuesday.
Kirk, I feel like we've heard from everybody else that you would prefer to be somewhere else where you can start, but we haven't heard that from you. Is that accurate?
Obviously, you'd love to play, but I'm not going to dwell on things that aren't reality.
in terms of, that's not the situation I'm in. So it's better spent to be focused on the situation I'm in and controlling what you can control. And I think that's the right mindset to have.
Have you expressed that to the team, to the executives here, though, that would be your preference if they could get it worked out?
You know, certainly there were conversations in January, February, March, but, you know, even April. But we're moving forward now, I think, timeline-wise. You know, just like in the season, we'll be asked questions, and I'll say, those are February questions. And I think even off-season now, you know, that's a February question where you say, you know, those are things we talk about, you know, months ago, and now we got to move forward.
May I interpret for you?
Please.
It sounds like Arthur Blank told him, you're going nowhere. That's what it sounds like. Yep. Yeah. Because he basically said, I'm only talking about the situation. That's not what the situation that I'm in. Well, the situation that he's in is he wants to start somewhere else. Exactly what the reporter who asked him the setup question, he's in that situation. He does want to go start somewhere else. He does want to go play somewhere else if he can't start where he currently is. But he's like, you know, I that's not the situation I'm in because he's been told he's going nowhere. Most likely by the ultimate decider. You know? So if you want him, come get him. I think he'd be interested if it's a spot that he's interested in. But until then, there's nothing to talk about. That's what it sounded like. And, you know, can you blame Arthur Blank for holding on to him?
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Not with the amount of quarterbacks this league
goes. Yeah, we've been saying that for years.
Certainly he's paid all this cash out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the amount of money that he's owed is far less than what he's already been paid. You never know, like in the NFL, Brock Purdy is a 50-some-odd million-dollar-a-year quarterback right now. And a few years ago, he was the last pick in the draft who San Francisco didn't have the belief in to put him in meaningful games to the point where they told a guy who was 19th on the depth chart, who took him to a Super Bowl, whose playbook basically got taken away, hey, after all this, we kind of want you to stick around because we need you as insurance. He wound up playing because Trey Lance got hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo then got hurt and Brock Purdy got in. So you never know when you're down to quarterback three in the NFL. And if you already paid Kirk Cousins, it makes complete sense. But that's why Cousins isn't saying to the reporters, yeah, I want out of here. Because what's it going to do me right now? It's not like, you know, I'm going to put pressure on Arthur Blank. It's not midnight yet. It sure looks like Atlanta is more than willing to go into the season. They've been saying it all along, and everybody thinks that they're just not going to pay a backup that much money because nobody ever pays their backup that much money. But they also don't usually pay the quarterback that much money to start and then draft a quarterback in the ensuing draft, 7th overall. You don't see that either. I mean, this whole thing has been completely unorthodox from the beginning. So it makes sense for Atlanta to just keep playing this thing out. They might go into the season with him. And if somebody's quarterback gets hurt, like for instance, heaven forbid, any quarterback that has a veteran right there, who they're trying to win the Super Bowl with right now, and whoever's behind that person is a young player who's not ready, that veteran quarterback gets hurt in training camp. They are calling the Atlanta Falcons on the spot. Mm-hmm. Quick and fast. Perhaps getting more money from this team and more draft compensation for this team for Cousins than they would get right now. That's my interpretation of what I just heard from Kirk Cousins and what's happening in Atlanta. It's not midnight yet. How many times am I going to say that this week?
Keep saying it.
Hour three, I'm going to say it about Micah Parsons.
Ooh.
Steve Young coming up.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot. All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot from distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can! Yeah!
the U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform,